Good morning and welcome to Front Row Center, the Montana Public Radio Weekly Arts Interview. I'm Michael Marsalek. I have two guests in our Missoula studio today. Greg Johnson is here. Greg is the artistic director of the Montana Repertory Theater and the director of the new production of The Great Gatsby, which will be starting with its Montana shows and then taking off on the national tour once again. Mark Kuntz, the actor, is here, originally from Great Falls, be playing Jay Gatsby in the production. Welcome, Mark. Welcome, Greg.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Montana Repertory Theater is the professional acting company based at the University of Montana and a repertory touring company, which is pretty much a rarity in the world these days.
Yeah, I think we're the only one that's embedded at a university training program. It's a national tour. It's been a national tour since, I guess, 1995 when we took To Kill a Mockingbird. We went national with it, and we've been touring everywhere from California to Brooklyn, New York. We haven't been doing California lately, but we still go from Texas to New York City, outside New York City, every year, 30 to 40 stops.
Yeah, it looks like a number of stops, again, between February and April, mm-hmm. all over the eastern United States.
Yeah.
Every year you look for something that's from the great American...
Songbook.
Yes, the great American songbook of...
Theatrical enterprise.
Indeed. And really take these classics, do a new production, do a touring production, something that's possible to put in a theater anywhere, mm-hmm. take it on the road, and work with professional actors. You have students involved with this. Maybe just a little bit more on how this works being housed at the University of Montana.
It's unique in that as a professional company in a professional training program, I get to teach students acting, and then later on in their career, whether juniors or seniors or grad students or recently graduated, I get to employ them, give them a professional job. And they work with professional actors like Mark here or the woman playing Daisy. She's Kelly Campbell, came in from New York. She's a New York bona fide equity actor. So the young actors get to work with the professionals, and the professionals get to work with the students. And I find it's a win-win situation because the students get to see how a professional works in rehearsal, what their techniques are, and the more seasoned professionals are reminded what it was like to be young and to be really on fire with, not that they're not on fire, they're always on fire, but what it was like to be a young actor emerging into the profession. So it's win-win.
And studying and being part of, you know, just the chance to be immersed in,
yes.
in something like this. And a touring production is very different than a long run in a theater somewhere.
Yeah. Well, every day they have to adapt to a new theater and a new environment and new walls. Sometimes it's the gym in Plains, the gym, 400 people, half the town. Or they're in Galveston, Texas. The Galveston Opera House seats 1,400 people. That's the spectrum that they have to look at when they walk into a particular theater on a particular day.
Well, Mark, we'll talk a little bit more about this particular production, but you're certainly no stranger to touring, having done Shakespeare in the Parks, lots of different kinds of things like that. A Montana native, or at least grew up in Montana. Back to do another production. This is the second time you've been with the Rep, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, I did Biloxi Blues in 2013 with Greg, first time I worked with him. And he gave me my first equity contract. Before that, I was working primarily non-equity as a tour manager for Montana Shakespeare in the Parks for the better part of my professional career. So I was always on the road. I lived on the road. I don't think I paid rent at an actual domicile for about 9 years running, so... Touring really gets me going. I love to visit places and to meet people and to spread the craft all over the place. So,
Greg, let's talk about this production. This is the story from 1925. Talk about this adaptation and your vision.
Yeah. There have been four movies made. One is non-existent. There was one made in 28 or something. And Fitzgerald actually saw it and he said, I hated it, but it doesn't exist anymore. But Alan Ladd did one, and then Robert Redford did one. Of course, Leonardo DiCaprio did one with Baz Luhrmann 2 years ago. It's been done. The Fitzgerald Estate just gave the rights to Simon Levy in 2005, and it was premiered in 2006 at the Seattle Rep with a co-production with the Guthrie Theater. It was very successful and it's had a huge life ever since, as you can imagine, because of the strength of the title. Simon Levy did the adaptation and he's done a beautiful job. When you do an adaptation, you have to pick and choose what scenes will be there. But the through line, the storyline, and I think the spirit of the novel is still existent in what we're doing. So it's pretty cool. Whether it's a movie or a stage play, you can't do the whole novel. You just have to focus in on certain aspects of the story. And what Simon has done is very human. It's about the people. It's not spectacle. It's about the human beings and what happens to them. And that's what theater can bring to this equation.
The jazz age in the Roaring Twenties is practically a character throughout.
Absolutely.
But this is about the story. Mark, can you talk about Jay Gatsby a bit?
Well, Jay Gatsby is an elusive sort of cat. I think he represents a seeking, searching, mythical quality that every human being has in one form or another. You sort of have to forget about the iconic status of the character and just focus on what he wants. And that's the most important thing about Jay, is that he wants something, and he wants it more powerfully than anybody's ever wanted anything. He'll do just about anything it takes to get there. The very human side of him is where you really have to focus your energy. And I've enjoyed all the adaptations that I've seen of the character. And of course, I love the novel, and I think the play script is brilliant. But at the end of the day, you have to find that center within yourself that is looking for that elusive entity, be it the green light, be it the great love, the great passionate mystery of always wanting something in life. And Jay has that in spades. So
you have great raw material. You mm-hmm. have just a classic story, so well written. But the human ability in theater to bring something like this to life is just, it seems to me, I mean, I haven't seen the show, but it seems to me that's one of the things that theater can do, is yeah. bring that level of humanity when you have characters on the stage.
Well, thank you for saying that, Michael. I'm basing my career on that fact, because the live theater does bring a whole new dimension for an audience. Gatsby's right up there living and breathing Daisy. Buchanan is up there living and breathing, and we have a great Daisy. So yeah, that's the aspect of our kind of storytelling that I find very compelling and unique and exciting. The other thing about Gatsby, I'll say, Jay Gatsby, is that he's not described by Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald doesn't describe him, so the enigma is totally there. So that's why you go from Alan Ladd to Robert Redford, Leonardo DiCaprio, very different. And Mark Kuntz, when you come see him, he's a very different Gatsby. We went more like Humphrey Bogart, tough guy. That's how I see Gatsby, than someone as handsome and as charming as DiCaprio or Redford. I'm not saying you're not handsome and charming, but we also wanted the harder edge to him.
I think it's certainly been a testament to your efforts over the years, the organization, certainly you specifically, Greg, to do a Montana tour as part of the kickoff for this every yeah. year. And you're going to Billings, Lewistown, Butte, Dillon, Helena, Bozeman, you mentioned Plains, and of course kicking the whole thing off in Missoula, a couple different runs actually, it looks like, in Missoula, a big special event in Missoula as well. You must have a regular connection with Montana audiences, people all over the state, right?
Hugely important to us. We get money from the Montana Arts Council. Thank you, Montana Arts Council. We owe it to the state, because we are a state university, to show and to give back to this great state what has been given to us. To be housed at the university is such a gift in terms of costs and talent and bringing these kids along, that it's time to give back. And we charge way less in Montana than we charge in the rest of the company. For that very reason, it's because we have an obligation, I feel, to serve the state. We're delighted to do it. When we go to Butte, it's like coming home every year. I always say to the Butte audience, it's my favorite stop, because they're just such a raucous, fun crowd. And they always sell out the Motherlode when we go to Butte. And so I look forward to that. And of course, Plains and the gym. Nothing like playing the gym in Plains.
Well, on Friday night, the 23rd, will be a benefit kickoff premiere event, a special event. You want to talk about that?
Sure.
And I guess tickets are still available.
There are a few tickets available. It's going very well. I don't know the title again, but it's a great night. Starts with cocktails at 5:30, and then the show at 6:30, and then around 8 o'clock, dinner starts. We have dinner backstage, full sit-down dinner, three courses, and then we go over to the Master Theater for dancing. And Eden Atwood has assembled some of the best players in Missoula. We're calling it the Gatsby Band. So it's dress-up, it's swell, everybody's going to be wearing their finery, and we'll be dancing the night away to tunes from the 20s and 30s and 40s. It'll be a swing night.
And then a special premiere of the show that night too, right?
That's at 6:30, right after cocktails.
That's great.
Cocktails, show, dinner, dancing.
It sounds like a wonderful night.
Full night.
If you'd like more information, it's at montanarep.org. We'll also give a phone number. I do want to mention these specific dates if you'd like to put them on your calendar. The benefit kickoff night is the 23rd. That's coming up on Friday in Missoula. Also show in Missoula on Saturday the 24th. 26th in Plains, the 27th in Bozeman, Helena on the 28th, back for another run in Missoula the 29th through the 31st. Dillon is February 2, Butte on February 3rd, Lewistown on the 4th, and then back for another run in Missoula. Finally, Billings on the 10th of February before taking off to all places east.
Well done.
Anything you want to add about this particular show? Talked a little bit about live theater and how great it is. Mark, perhaps something about the rare opportunity to see a classic like this.
I spent most of my life doing classics, predominantly Shakespeare, and it's been such a great opportunity to work for the Rep in order to do some real good American classics as well. It just doesn't get any better than The Great Gatsby. Everybody's read the novel. Everybody has an idea of what that's about. Everybody's in love with the period, the style, and the themes are extremely resonant for anybody. So I think this will turn out to be one of the most phenomenally satisfying theatrical experiences of my life. Already has been the opportunity to work with such wonderful actors, the professional ones and the student ones too. As an actor, you never stop learning. So I learned just as much from the student actors as hopefully they're learning from me. So the energy's been great thus far, and we just can't wait to get going.
Well, the show opens on Friday, the 23rd. If you'd like details, once again, it's montanarep.org, or you can call 243-6809. There's also the box office number.
243-4581.
I've been talking today with Greg Johnson, the artistic director of the Montana Repertory Theater and the director of The Great Gatsby. And Mark Kuntz is here as well. Actor will be playing Jay Gatsby in the show. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.